This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're going to go to the fan hotline, which is brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall & Capitas. We're going to talk to our good friend Anthony Jaskolski, who apparently has been working on his golf game and is now ready to take on the world.
Do you consider yourself the world, Paul? Because you're the only one I was challenging. That was it. I'm coming after you.
Okay. Well, I mean, right now I'm not hitting the ball very good, so you might actually be in a really good spot. How have you been hitting them?
Well, you know, I'm really inconsistent, Paul. I finally found a good drive game. I mean, my drive was terrible to start this year, but I finally found that. And with that, I lost the iron game. And the putting game has never been there. So it's going to have to be a scramble or a skins game, or I'm in big trouble. I can help in one sector. That's it. I can't cover all three bases. I got one sector down. That's it. Per hole.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, you putt, isn't it putt for dough? Isn't that what they say?
Oh, that's what they say. They don't teach it, at least not to me. My putting game is atrocious, Paul. I can't read greens. I don't know what I'm doing out there. It's awful.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. As you know, putting for dough is it means that if you're hitting the ball really well, you might not be able to, you know, actually go out then afterwards and score, even though you're hitting the ball well.
That's exactly the case that's going on here. That's exactly what's going on. There were many eagles, birdies I should have had. Now I'm landing, you know, one or two or three over par. But still, I mean, even with that, I have utmost confidence that I could take you down. For dough, of course.
Okay, well,
for the cheese.
We'll have to do that. We'll have to do that one day next week. We'll have to figure out a day, get out on the course, and go hit the ball.
Oh, fantastic.
So you are basically in a place where we're starting to see everything open up, you know, and whatnot. Are you going to enjoy the first weekend of green phase?
You know what? I really am. I mean, first steps first, I got to get a haircut, you know, a real one, because while I've been doing pretty good using kitchen shears and an electric razor on my head by myself, you know, nothing beats a professional cut. So that's going to be, you know, first and foremost. But yeah, you know, we've got long ways to go as far as the gambling side of things. I know we're going to get Rivers open on Tuesday, and Vegas is open now. And I've been retweeting pictures and videos of what the world in COVID and what the gambling world in COVID-19 is going to look like. And, you know, it's different. I mean, for a guy like you, you know, who's going to be playing poker, that it's kind of tough. You know, you got these windows up on every single player. A guy like me that might be at the craps table, you got nothing but plexiglass all over the place. So it's going to take some getting used to, but at least it's here. You know,
yep.
At least
the
next step.
Now, I know that here at Rivers and at the Meadows, when they open initially, there will be no poker room. Is that the case in Vegas, as far as you know?
Oh, Vegas, they're at least at the Wynn, looks like a couple MGM properties. I think Golden Nugget is another one I saw. They do have poker rooms set up. It's just there's plexiglass between players. And I'm not sure how handling of the cards is going. I didn't really see that. I guess we're going to get more of an idea. I mean, it's obviously fluid. We're going to get more of an idea as it keeps coming along. But there are poker rooms open. It's just different. It's going to throw a lot of people off, especially, you know, a game like poker where you need to read your player. It's going to be kind of hard to do that for plexiglass. And, you know, maybe not being able to handle your cards or you know, who knows the protocol. But like I said, it's going to take a lot for us to get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It'll be different. I mean, my whole thing is, you know, you could basically make it say go from a 9-player, you know, table to like a 7-player table, and that way everybody's spread out a little bit, and just have everybody basically use what do they call it, hand sanitizer before they sit down at the table. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like
all
I think
right.
that, you know, we can get to a point where it's a little bit, they're making it way more complicated than it needs to be.
Well, and if you look at the Lynn, they actually have a video out of what check-in is going to look like for customers and, you know, guests. And they're handing you a complimentary bag that's filled with hand sanitizer and they give you a mask and everything like that. And they're very serious about the 6 feet apart. There's hand sanitizing stations everywhere you look. You can't blink your eyes once and see a new one. There's plexiglass that's on the slot machines. It's kind of like a whole new world in there, you know. And you're going to have it at a certain capacity, but people still feel good about it. I mean, hey, you know, you look at Wynn stock right now, it's absolutely soaring. I think they're up $40 in the last week alone. You know, people, the market is confident. You know, everything's a result of that, too. Everything you look like that's related to the Wynn or who has a casino, hey, the stocks are rising 10, 15, 20%. There's a lot of confidence that things are, that we're close, that we're almost at the next step of being normal again, you know, getting to a normal society again. So confidence, the best word I can
yeah.
use for all this.
Well, a little bit at a time, I guess, is what it comes down to now. We've got some sports getting ready to start up. We've got some future bets. Are there some things you're looking at for this weekend? Are there any horse races that you will be going? I mean, I should mention that Anthony Jaskolski is from Horse Racing Nation and also from the Pittsburgh Sports Report. Are there any things you're looking at this weekend?
Well, on June 6th, we have a big one, actually. We have a real big horse race at Santa Anita's, the Hollywood Gold Cup. 1 1/4 mile, ages 3 and up. So it's not a restricted race or anything, but it's a big one. You got some big names in there. Tenfold, Improbable, Mid-Court, Higher Power. It's a field of 6. I really like the Osmussen Mike Smith connection here on Tenfold, the 6 horse. Then you're getting really good odds, 6-1 odds. I'd like to play that horse across the board on a win place show. I'm not trusting Higher Power right now, not on Santa Anita's surface. Mid Court's a tough one, but Tenfold at 6-1, that's a really nice price.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, you've got at least some of that. Now, will there be some sports that you're looking at this weekend? Is there KBO or anything else that we should be looking at?
We've got KBO. We've got the NASCAR Cup Series, Quick Trip 500. We've got Costa Rica Primera Division, which just started up. Bundesliga, which I got to jump on a little bit this afternoon. That was kind of fun. And UFC 250. You got a nice little buffet.
So those of us who are not very sophisticated in betting UFC 250, give us some of your picks.
Well, those of us include me, because I'm not a big UFC guy at all, Paul. I don't I'm not big on betting it. You know what, though? I won't handicap it necessarily, but I know a lot of people who, you know, dedicate their entire bankroll, betting bankroll, toward UFC. The best I've heard would be to take Jussier Formiga at +111. He's going against Alex Perez. That was the best one I've heard. Jussier Formiga, +111. 7:30 tomorrow is your – I was going to say tip-off. That's how bad I am with UFC. I guess the start of the fight, should I say.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, I think that, yeah, the tip-off, the start of the fight. interestingly enough, we're sort of laughing, but, you know, it won't be that long before we are actually betting on NBA and NHL and all the other stuff. How will you possibly keep up with everything every day when there's going to be so many events?
I mean, it's going to get real loud and noisy real soon. We jumped into that a little bit last week, but you know, you're just going to have to take it just like it's, you know, it's going to be the same rule of thumb with the March Madness. You know, you can't bet every single game. People are going to want to bet every single game. People aren't going to be able to hold themselves from wanting to bet every single game. You just have to, you know, practice a little bit better strategy than that. You just have to go back to, you know, when you did your March Madness the best. When I look back at it, when I first started doing March Madness, betting things like, I'd rattle off every single game I could. Eventually, you start to harness that and control it. Once you see sports back here for the first couple of weeks, you know, you should be able to dial it back a little bit and, you know, start focusing on handicapping the proper games. The best advice I can give is just don't spread it around too much. Sports, when it comes here, hopefully it'll be here to stay. You know, forget about a second wave of any kind of COVID-19 talk. Just hope it stays here and follow through. And honestly, the best bet you could make if you're that overwhelmed with sports would be to buy DraftKings stock. I mean, it's still sitting there at $39 a share. If you think that people are going to get crazy, and I really feel they do, especially if people are going to be sitting at home, not getting to go to the stadium, we're all going to be wanting to watch sports that much more. It's going to give us that big, more of an option to do daily fantasy and bet on those games. And that will just drive that stock higher and higher and higher. And I keep predicting, I've said this a couple months ago when it was at $20, it's going to be up to $100 by Super Bowl Sunday as long as, you know, we stay the course, and don't get deflected by another round of COVID-19. It's going to be at $100 a share. So that would probably be your safest bet.
Yeah, there you go. That's, if you forget about betting on games, just have to, you just have to basically bet on stocks.
That's what you're doing. You're betting on other people betting on games.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, Anthony, hopefully, I mean, I think next week, we will be actually have a golf, a PGA Tour event to bet on as well. So next week when we talk, we're going to probably have live action, right? Live action going, because Friday it'll be day two of that event.
Yes, absolutely. And that's, yeah, so, we're getting back into it. I know it's only Costa Rican soccer or whatever, but hey, that's just another sport that just got added to the mix, you know? Premier League's going to be back soon. We've got NBA coming back now. It's slowly rolling into our favor. We're finally getting sports back, so it's a good thing.
Thanks, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony, for jumping on, and we'll do it again next week. And hopefully next week we can hit the sticks one day and settle this once and for all.
Absolutely, Paul. Let's do it.
All right. All right, my man. That's Anthony Jaskolski, Horse Racing Nation, also of Pittsburgh Sports Report on Paul's Ice. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.